This is the 985th edition of the Greenwich Talking Newspaper, bringing you the news and views of the borough, courtesy of our local newspapers.
We produce a tape virtually every week of the year, based on news from the Eltham Times, the News Shopper, the Mercury and Greenwich Time. We have the authority of the editors of those newspapers to reproduce from those papers.
Does he carry any adverts in there as well?
No, we don't carry adverts. We have been asked that, but we find that there is enough news to fill two sides of a C90 tape.
What sort of people is Talking Newspapers geared for?
For the blind and for the visually impaired. Most of our people are quite elderly. Probably about 80% of our listeners are over the age of 75. This is because our particular Talking Newspaper, we've just celebrated our 21st birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So the people who have been with us for some time are 21 years older than they were when we started.
I see. You've taken your audience with you.
Yes, we've taken our audience with us. We do find that perhaps younger people are not quite so interested. They're either not so interested in local news, or they get it elsewhere, maybe from
Millennium Radio, of course.
Of course, yes. But every person who becomes registered blind is seen by social services, and social services invariably draw their attention to the Talking Newspaper.
And now for the front page news.
The editorial team take the local newspapers sometime during the day on Thursday and cut them up and put them together again for scripts.
I see, yeah.
So that the scripts they produce will slot into something just under 45 minutes to fit into each side of a C90 tape. Thursday evening, about 7 o'clock, the readers and the technical team gather in Charlton House.
Mm-hmm.
We have a room in Charlton House which we use, and put the news onto a master tape. We have three readers normally, and they each read for approximately 10 minutes and then pass on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
This gives the listeners a rest from one voice for 45 minutes and also gives the readers a rest. It's usually 8:45 before we've produced the master. Currently, we send the tape to about 140 addresses.
Wow.
In Greenwich. We have fast copying machines.
You'd need them, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes. But even with the fast copying machines, it's then another hour to copy with the fast copiers.
What, and for 140?
Yes.
You can produce 140 tapes in an hour?
Hour and a bit, yes, yes, yes.
I suppose in the old days of the monks, they'd have had to copy everyone out by hand, wouldn't they?
That's right, yes. The tapes are then all stuffed into plastic yellow wallets and left for the post to collect. They play the tape, get the news, put it back in the plastic wallet, post it, we get it back and start again the following week. I would like to take this opportunity, speaking to the people of the borough, to say that what we really need are more volunteers.
More volunteers?
Yes.
Do your listeners have a preference for the kind of voice they hear? Do they want some youngsters, or do they like a mixed bag?
Well, they like a mixed bag, but one of our committee members says, all I want when I put the tape on is to feel that one of my friends is sitting next to me reading the newspaper to me.
That's basically it then, is it? When you're reading out from the paper, you have to be talking not into a microphone, but you're talking to the person sat next to you.
We literally talk into a microphone, of course. Our readers vary. Some of them, like me, will have a South London accent, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, mate. You know, by just not being too particular, we get a range of voices, which we know that the listeners like. We have one reader who has a pronounced Scottish accent, and they all say, you know, they like it when Anne's reading, because it makes a pleasant change.
Yes. So, especially come along if you've got an accent, then.
Yes. Oh, yes.